So the Torah tells us by Yaakov Avinu and Yosef, I'll not take Bereinu b'Mitzrayim, don't bury me in Egypt. U'shachavti emalvosai u'nsasani b'Mitzrayim. So what does that mean, u'nsasani b'Mitzrayim? So please do not bury me in Egypt, for I will lie down with my fathers, and you shall transport me out of Egypt. So the different mefarshim is a whole discussion. The Torah Shlema has, the Bali Tosfos. What does it mean? So there's a Gemara at the end of Nazir that about Tfusas Hames, that the concern is that if you bury someone in the ground, so then maybe there was some leakage from the body, so there's a luck of taking some earth as well. It's a Shiloh over here, so in the Sinai of Mitzrayim, like, was Yaakov buried in Mitzrayim? And now he was embalmed and they took him. So the Torah Shlema quotes different Mefarshim, and different Mefarshim discussed, there was a temporary burial, there was a temporary burial in Mitzrayim. According to the Das Kenim Bawitos, no, that's what Yaakov's telling Yosef, I don't want is, if you bury me now, so then you won't have to worry about transporting earth. So there's halacha of a temporary burial. In other words, there's halacha, generally speaking, when you bury someone, it's supposed to be permanent. It's called the Bizayin Amesh. You don't go ahead and start digging people out of a grave. So that's a general halacha, Kavod Amesh, Bizayin Amesh, you're not allowed to do it. However, there are some exceptions to the rule. Obviously, if someone, let's say, goes in to your backyard and digs a body and you need the backyard, so then it's done, big zeila, so then you're permitted to take out the body and put him into a cemetery. But that's, however, as well, the Gemara, Shulchan Aruch, brings down different reasons. One is that if you're going to be buried in Eretz Yisrael, the number one is, if you only had in mind originally when they buried you in temporary, like it was back, the many stories back in Europe, it was much harder to go from country to country. The country's always changed, who took over. So it could take months before they can move a body back. That's why, in fact, probably Warsaw is outside of Eretz Yisrael. I think it's the biggest cemetery, Jewish cemetery in the world. Why? Everyone didn't live in Warsaw, but Warsaw was where the hospitals and the doctors were. So people, when they got sick, they went to Warsaw. Apparently, back then, the minhag was, and if you died in Warsaw, you got buried in Warsaw. Or maybe it's because they couldn't, it was too hard to send the body back. Whatever the reason is, that so there are cases where they buried someone temporarily, and then they wanted to bring back to Kever Avos later. So if you only have kavana for temporary, that's an issue, that you're allowed to. As well as if you bury someone in Eretz Yisrael, you're allowed to. And also Kever Avos. Those are the basics. In fact, interesting to note that could be we learned out from Yaakov, because by Yaakov Avinu, because if you learn Sasanim in Mitzrayim, he was temporarily buried in Mitzrayim. So in the moment we see Yaakov had all three qualities. He was only temporarily buried and they were able to move him. He wanted to be buried at Kever Avos. And he's going to Eretz Yisrael. So we see Yaakov Avinu fits the mode. So either way, that's a discussion, because we find also Avelis, usually we have Avelis after the burial. How come by Yaakov they talk about Avelis before? So it could be that if you assume he was buried first, and then they had the Avelis, and afterwards they took the body to Eretz Yisrael. In contrast to later on by Yosef, Yosef would have liked to be buried also, but Yosef knew they didn't have any power. So he just was hoping they'd take my bones. Because by then, the time Yosef was taken, it's only Atzmos Yosef. But Yaakov has to be buried right away. I'll not take Bereinu in Mitzrayim, and I want to be buried in Eretz Yisrael. So therefore, they took care of it right away. So that's the different pshatim. What does it mean? So it's not even Mitzrayim. Either it's a temporary burial, and then they took some earth, Tfusas Hames, with it, or no, it just means he's telling me, don't do that. If you waited 200 years, you'll have to do that. Now just don't bury me in Mitzrayim. Take me straight to Eretz Yisrael now.